right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Now, Michael, I'm only going to ask you one more time. I want you and Daddy to kiss and make up.
You want me to kiss and make up? I'll kiss and make up, but you know where he's going to have to kiss me.
Michael.
You got it.
Lying in bed, Gloria smacks Mike's butt.
If you're stubborn, then I'm going to go talk to Ma and Daddy myself.
Go talk to him. I don't care. Leave me out of it.
Gloria and Edith bump into each other in the hall.
Oh, please, don't wake up Joey.
Oh, Gloria, I'm gonna miss you so much.
Me too, Ma. But we're gonna see you next year on our 10th anniversary.
Oh, Gloria, your father is so mad now, I don't think he'd go to California even to see John Wayne.
I just got an idea. You know what? What if we got married again right here in this house tomorrow before we leave?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
But what about Mike and your father? They ain't talking to each other.
Oh, but it'll be a great way to get everybody talking to each other again, Ma. The ceremony will be with just the four of us, nobody else. And I know how to make Daddy agree to it. We'll be married this time by a minister.
Oh, yeah. But it ain't your 10th anniversary yet.
Well, so what? We'll move it up a year. I mean, what's a year? At least we'll all be together.
We're all going to be together another year.
Archie steps into the hall.
But Archie, Mike and Gloria are going to get married again here tomorrow before they leave by a minister.
Oh, come on. Won't that make you happy, Daddy?
If I say no, what are you going to do? Hit me on top of my head again?
Oh, I'm sorry
to
I
California,
did that to you
girl.
Tonight.
You don't have to.
I got
to
go tell Mike.
What the hell with him?
Gloria smacks his head as she leaves.
I knew that was going to happen, see? Nobody gives a damn what I say in this house no more. I might as well be talking to the wall here. Hi, wall. How you doing, wall?
Archie, please don't talk to the wall.
Why not? It
makes me nervous.
Oh, geez. Stick around, wall. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, don't push me. Don't push me. I'm not talking to him. I said I'm not talking. I'm not talking to that man.
Hey, you listen to me. You talk in this house, you talk to me. You know the old saying, love me, love my dog.
Mike's eyes dart around in confusion.
You don't have a dog.
Then shut up!
Oh, ain't you two ever gonna make up?
No!
Michael, do you love me?
Oh, Gloria, don't start this.
Do you love me?
She pinches his mustache.
I love you.
That's nice.
And Daddy, do you love me?
Come on, little girl. Don't start anything like this, will you?
She wrenches his fingers.
All right, then. If you both love me, then you'll both make up with each other. Or else you're both gonna lose me, because, Michael, I'll send you off to California alone. And Daddy, I'll pack up Joey and move to Canada.
And I'll go with you.
Stop for yourself.
Now, aren't you gonna shake hands?
No!
You're gonna shake hands!
She grabs their chest hair until they shake hands.
Now we can all get some sleep.
Oh, look at it. She woke up the baby.
There you go. There you go. Oh, geez, it's in the toe. It's in the toe.
Archie holds out his foot.
I bet that really hurts, huh?
It hurts like hell.
Too bad.
Mike leaves Archie alone. The next day, Archie dresses in a brown suit and Edith fusses with her blue dress.
Archie, would you hook me?
Thought I hooked you 30 years ago.
Uh-oh. I'll help you with your coat.
Oh, come on. I don't have to wear a coat.
Oh, sure.
Oh, come on. Come on. Ada, will you? We're just going to a wedding, not out to dinner.
You want to look nice, don't you?
She's all this fussing for what? God. You think you and me was getting married?
Edith's mouth falls open. Then she beams.
Forget it.
When Mike and Gloria repeat their vows, we could repeat ours.
No, Dice. We'll be dumb.
No, Archie. There's nothing wrong with two people showing the world.
Case closed.
Edith turns away and sits with her back to Archie.
Oh, wow, jeez.
He opens the door, but Edith doesn't move.
Stop nagging, Edith.
I didn't say a word.
That's the worst kind of nag. You're doing it again, Edith. The answer is still no, understand? No. And that ends it. Now listen.
He enters and sits with her.
And listen good.
She smiles sweetly.
Don't expect me to do this every 29 years. This is so silly.
In the living room.
Reverend Chong, if it's okay with you, Michael and I would like you to read this passage during the ceremony because we had it read at our first wedding.
This will be fine.
Here comes the other bride and groom.
You want to get divorced before you get remarried?
John, you remember my husband, Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're the guy that refused to baptize Joey behind their backs.
That's right.
Yeah. Why do you refuse to do this?
This is kosher.
Oh, my, Daddy, you're getting remarried, too.
Well, nothing to do with me is your mother's idea.
Is it all right?
Oh, sure, Ma.
Oh, is it all right, Reverend John?
The Andrews sisters.
Yes, of course it's all right.
Oh, then I'll be your bridesmaid and you can be mine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll be my own best man and you can be whatever it is you are.
Mike shrugs.
Is that all right there, Reverend Ching?
Chang.
Chong.
Whatever.
The Asian reverend simply stares at Archie. Edith sits at the piano with a book of wedding songs.
Promise me that someday.
Archie droops. He lifts his head off the back of his armchair and rushes to the piano.
Hey, we really don't need no music. The Reverend here is in an awful hurry. He has to get right back to his restaurant. Come on.
Shall we start the ceremony?
Where do we stand?
Bride's here, Mr. Stivick here, Mr. Bunker right here.
Yeah, okay. Dearly beloved.
Dearly beloved.
Good.
Before we commence, Mrs. Stivick asked that I read a passage for this beautiful occasion.
Archie sinks into his chair.
Daddy, you gotta stand when you get mad.
I thought he was doing an intermission number.
The passage is as follows. Sing and dance together and be joyous. But let each one of you be alone. For the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow. For if one tree tries to overshadow the other, then that one will wither and die.
Reverend Chong turns to Archie, who stares blankly.
Why do you look at me on there?
Do you, Gloria, take Michael to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Michael, take Gloria to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And Mrs. Bunker...
I do.
Let the poor man finish, eh? What are you doing?
I know what he was going to say.
Do you, Archibald?
Just make believe he ain't here. Go ahead.
Do you, Archibald, take Edith to be your lawful wedded wife?
Gee. Give me a minute, will you? It's all right, it's only a joke. A joke! Oh. Say a joke!
Well, do you or don't you?
I do. Get off my back.
The ring, please. Gloria gives her ring to Mike.
Now, repeat after me. I, Michael, give you this ring.
I, Michael, give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And now, Mrs. Bunker?
I can't get it off. It's stuck.
Since when?
Since 29 years.
Oh, well, perhaps we should dispense
with
it.
Yeah,
we don't. Oh, no, no, you gotta have a ring or it ain't legal.
Hey, little guy, give me a loan of yours there, will you?
Sure.
Don't spit all over it.
She licks her finger and slides it off.
Right. Now repeat after me.
Yeah, I will. Go ahead.
I, Archibald, give you this ring.
Hold. Do you mind? I, Archie, huh? All right, what?
Give you this ring.
Give you this ring, what?
As a symbol of my vow.
As a what?
Symbol of my vow.
Symbol of my what?
Vow. Yeah.
He slides Gloria's ring halfway onto Edith's finger.
It don't fit.
Whose fault is that? You let your fingers go.
Vested in me, I now pronounce you husbands and wives. Grooms, you may kiss your bride.
Oh.
Mike kisses Gloria passionately. Archie kisses Edith, but looks up.
You said kiss the bride, not eat the face to her.
If you are ready, I shall now take the wedding picture.
He pulls a camera from his pocket.
Sure. Now, when I count to three, I want you to say, chop suey.
You never see an Oriental without a camera.
Now, get together, closer, and closer.
Put your hand in
this. All right, one, two, three.
Chop suey!
Reverend Chong snaps a black and white picture. Later, outside the house, Mike steps onto the porch carrying luggage.
Yeah, we'll be with you in a minute. Honey, hurry up, the cab's here.
Joey sits with his grandparents.
I'm in California. Yeah. You're gonna see Disneyland.
Yeah.
And you're gonna meet Mickey Mouse and Donald.
Joe,
you bring Joey up here. I gotta get him ready. All right, come on.
Yeah, well, I can do that.
Please,
you know?
Joey, no, I'll do it.
Well, wait a minute. Edith, I want to do it.
I think he went potty.
Oh, you do it.
Yeah, just give us a few more minutes.
Mike and Archie find themselves alone in the living room. Shrugging his brow, Archie sits in his armchair. Mike ambles behind him, then heads to Edith's chair, fidgeting anxiously.
Well, I guess this is it.
You wouldn't be trying to make me feel good, would you?
Arch, I want to thank you.
Archie looks up.
Well, go ahead.
I want to thank you for all the years you let me live here and for all the free meals and for all the nice times we had together. I know there was a lot of arguing and fighting, but we did have some nice times.
Yeah, there was nice times.
You've been like a father to me.
Hey, you know, you've been just like a son to me. You never did nothing I ever told you, did you?
Hey, Archer, we want you and Ma to come visit us out there.
Well, maybe your mother-in-law can do that, but, you know.
Well, I think you'd like it out there.
Nah, I don't think so.
Sure, fresh juice every morning.
Well, you know me, I always take the candy.
Lots of sunshine?
Yeah, where do I burn these?
Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, well, I don't like an ocean where the sun goes down. I like an ocean where the sun comes up.
Mike grins to himself.
I'm gonna miss you.
Well, listen, I'm gonna... You know, Hey, listen. You just take very good care of Gloria and Joseph.
Those are two things you never have to worry about, Arch, I promise.
Joey's hungry. Would you get him a glass of milk and a cookie or something?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Come on, pal. You know, I think I can use a snack myself.
Yeah, eat something. I read in the papers where millions of Americans starve to death on the way to airports.
Mike shoots Archie a nasty look, then takes Joey into the kitchen. Looking on, Edith frets. She turns to Gloria.
Gloria. Oh, Ma. Oh, Gloria.
They embrace.
Edith, come on now, huh? Don't start slobbering now, please.
Gloria steps back and smiles.
I love you, Ma.
I love you, Gloria.
Edith hugs her again. Gloria turns to Archie.
Hey.
I love you, Daddy.
Well, your daddy certainly loves you, little girl.
He holds her tight.
Yep. The taxi meter's running out there, you know. You better call them two out of the kitchen, huh? Yeah, do that.
Michael, the cab driver's honking.
Okay, honey.
He returns with Joey.
You want to take Joey?
Yeah, Joey!
Come on, Joey.
Goodbye. Say goodbye to Grandma. Say goodbye to Grandma.
So long, Joe. So long, Joe.
Goodbye.
So long, Joe.
God bless you. I love you.
Gloria carries Joey out the front door, and Mike slowly turns to Edith.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, Mom.
They hug and exchange kisses on the cheek. Mike turns to Archie.
Hey, the taxi meter's running on there, you know. It's got to be at least a $15 ride out there. You don't want to add to it, you know. No use in doing that. They charge enough for them rides. And then...
Mike heads to the door.
Gloria!
Edith runs to the porch.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Joey.
Gloria carries Joey off the porch.
Goodbye, Mike.
She kisses him again. Edith runs back in the house, leaving Archie with Mike. The two men look at one another.
Arch?
Hey, listen, have a good trip there, huh? Have a good trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Archie shakes his hand, then turns away. Mike struggles to speak.
I know you always thought I hated you.
Oh.
But I love you.
He surprises Archie with a hug.
Hey, you'll be sure and send postcards every now and then, will you? Of course... Your mother-in-law, she's gonna wanna know that you're all right. You know?
Archie gently pats Mike on the back.
Well, it's a good sky. Take off and have a good trip.
Yeah. Bye, Arch.
Mike hurries off, and Archie steps back inside. He pulls back the lace curtains and peeks out the front window. Edith stands by, teary-eyed, with her hands clasped. Archie looks on as she starts to cry. Stopping herself, Edith runs to the kitchen. Archie shuffles across the living room and sits down in his armchair. He wipes his tears with a hanky. Edith returns with a beer, but sees Archie crying and turns back. She blows her nose as she waits in the kitchen.
I got you a beer, Archie. Here I come.
Archie stuffs his hanky in his pocket and straightens himself up as Edith joins him and offers him the can of beer.
Here's your beer.
Yeah, leave it there, Edith.
She puts it on the table between them. Edith slowly turns away from Archie. In their modest living room, they sit side by side in their armchairs, Archie staring at the ceiling with his legs crossed, and Edith fighting back tears. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Clyde Kusatsu, Reverend Chong. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.